Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 4.3, Customer Feedback Loops and Iteration. This lesson is part of Module 4, Applications, Practical Skills for Data-Driven Products in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of customer feedback in product development, techniques for gathering and analyzing feedback, and iterative development processes. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement feedback loops to refine products based on user input, enhancing your ability to develop data-driven products that meet customer needs. Main content: importance of customer feedback in product development. Customer feedback is a vital component of successful product development. It serves as a direct line of communication between your product and its users, providing insights that can guide improvements and innovations. When you prioritize feedback, you not only create better products but also foster a deeper connection with your customers. This connection can lead to increased loyalty and customer retention, which is especially important in the competitive finance and fintech industries. Incorporating customer feedback helps you understand how users interact with your product and identify pain points. For example, if customers frequently mention difficulties in navigating your app, this feedback can prompt immediate action to improve user experience. By continuously collecting and analyzing feedback, you can ensure your product evolves in alignment with user expectations, ultimately leading to better market fit and higher satisfaction rates. Techniques for gathering and analyzing feedback. There are several effective techniques for gathering customer feedback, each suited to different types of products and user interactions. Here are a few key methods. Surveys and questionnaires. These tools can be distributed via email, in-app messages, or social media. They allow users to provide structured feedback on specific aspects of your product. For instance, UGA One Tech could send a survey after a user completes a transaction to assess satisfaction levels and areas for improvement. User interviews. Conducting one-on-one interviews provides in-depth insights into customer experiences. This qualitative approach allows you to explore user motivations, frustrations, and expectations in a conversational setting. It's particularly useful for understanding complex user journeys in fintech applications. Usability testing. Observing users as they interact with your product can reveal issues that may not surface through surveys or interviews. In usability testing, users are asked to complete specific tasks while you monitor their behavior and gather insights on where they struggle. Focus groups. Organizing small groups of users to discuss their experiences can provide a wealth of information. Focus groups allow for dynamic discussions, where users can build on each other's feedback, revealing insights that might not emerge in individual interviews. Customer support interactions. Analyzing customer support inquiries can uncover common issues and areas for improvement. By reviewing the questions and problems reported by users, you can identify trends that highlight necessary changes or enhancements. Once you've collected feedback, analyzing it is crucial for identifying trends and actionable insights. Consider categorizing feedback into themes, such as usability, pricing, and features, to prioritize areas for improvement. Tools like sentiment analysis can also help quantify feedback, making it easier to gauge overall user satisfaction. Iterative development processes. An iterative development process is essential for responding effectively to user feedback. This approach involves cycles of building, testing, and refining your product based on the insights gained from customer interactions. Here's how it works. Build. Start by developing a minimum viable product, MVP, or a specific feature based on initial feedback. This MVP contains just enough functionality to meet user needs while allowing for further enhancements. Test. Release your MVP to a select group of users and gather feedback. This testing phase is crucial for understanding how well the product meets user expectations and identifying any adjustments needed. Refine. Use the feedback to refine your product. This could involve adding new features, fixing bugs, or improving the user interface. The goal is to create a product that resonates with customers and fulfills their needs. Repeat. Continue this cycle, incorporating feedback from each iteration into the next round of development. This ensures that your product remains relevant and continues to evolve based on user input. In the finance and fintech sectors, where customer needs can change rapidly, an iterative approach can be particularly advantageous. By consistently refining your product based on real user experiences, you can stay ahead of competitors and deliver exceptional value to your customers. Real-world example: consider a fintech app that allows users to manage their investments. Initially, the app might include basic features like viewing account balances and transaction histories. After launching the MVP, the development team conducts user interviews and surveys. They discover that users want more educational resources about investment strategies. In response, the team adds a feature that provides articles and videos on various investment topics, which they test with a smaller user group. They gather feedback on this new feature, refine it based on user input, and then launch it to the broader audience. This iterative process not only enhances the app's value but also results in higher user satisfaction and retention. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the critical role of customer feedback in product development, techniques for gathering and analyzing feedback, and the importance of iterative development processes. By implementing effective feedback loops, you can refine your products based on user input, leading to improved customer satisfaction and loyalty. As you progress through this course, remember that understanding and acting on customer feedback is key to developing data-driven products that truly meet user needs. Reflection questions: how can you apply customer feedback to improve the user experience of a product you are currently working on? Which techniques for gathering feedback do you believe would be most effective for your target audience, and why? Reflect on a time when you received feedback on a project. How did you incorporate it, and what was the outcome? Word count: 1,194.